Welcome to this brief introduction on what is meditation and how to get started. This is only meant as an introduction. Meditation itself is a very vast subject, and this introduction is perhaps one that will give you an idea of what meditation is about, clarifying some of the misconceptions. Hopefully, it will also inspire you to take up your own study and eventually your own practice. How to get started is interwoven in what is meditation as I begin to discuss the different types that are available and as well as the commonalities that are between all of the practices. First, what is meditation? Meditation, one of the very first things that should be said about it is that it cannot be taught. It is an experience that comes from practice. And meditation, simply put, if that's possible, is the training of the mind to go from the outside to the inside. In life, throughout education, childhood, and throughout even your job, you've always been taught to look externally, and the mind has always been trained to do things externally. Meditation, in many ways, is the exact opposite. And in the practice, you're training the mind not to identify with the objects of the mind. But what do we mean by the objects of the mind? In yoga, we call these vrittis. These are the thought waves. So in the mind, there are endless thought waves. These relate to ideas, feelings, sensations, moods, thoughts of the past, the future, thinking about what you want to say or what you want to do. And these are all categorized as the vrittis. When these thoughts, ideas, sensations, or feelings come up into the mind, usually the habit is to identify with them. This is then the difficulty in meditation and in a sitting practice, to learn not to identify with these objects of the mind. However, this should not be confused with suppressing or denying them. It's that we're now training the mind to become an observer, to watch the play of these thoughts and feelings, and to become less reactive. There are a lot of different types of meditation, and because it's a practice that's thousands of years old, the meditations are rooted in India. They've also said to have traveled to China and then later to Japan. And although the names changed, such as Zen meditation or Tao meditation, there's also yoga meditation, at the root, all practices are leading to the same place. It can get confusing when you start to look at all the different types of meditation and what one would be right for you. There are a lot of common points among the meditative practices, and these I'm going to talk about, which are fundamental to establishing or starting up your practice. So how you get started is by first thinking about what type of meditation you would probably like to get into. In yoga meditation, there are a variety of different meditations. Some meditations focus on mantras. These are a word or a sound which is repeated internally and silently to the mind. There's also meditation on the breath. In Buddhist traditions, there are meditations using specific phrases or words which help to create certain thought waves. And there are also practices that involve the breath. A common point among all of these is the sitting position. The sitting position, when it's chosen, is one that is comfortable and that keeps the spine straight. And when you start your practice, it's usually best to have a teacher or a guide in the beginning whom you can consult with about the sitting practice that or the seated position that you're going to take. The head, neck, and shoulders are repeatedly talked about in many of the texts, keeping them straight and aligned so that we're keeping the energy channels open. As well, the chin is usually slightly lowered so that you can create more of an introspective attitude. And generally, the eyes are closed so that the eyes are not focusing externally but are going within. The breath in the practice, although there may be specific exercises, and these we called pranayama, prana meaning vital energy, and yama to control or regulate this energy. If we're not doing specific breathing exercises to regulate this energy, the breath is usually steady and gradual without making it uninterrupted. So there should be a flow of the in-breath and a flow of the out-breath. One of the biggest misconceptions to meditation is that you can empty your mind. Virtually, it is very difficult to do that, given the millions of thoughts that are passing all the time. However, it is possible to lessen these thoughts and to slow the mind down. And in many traditions, the mind is thought of as a lake. And slowly we are stilling the lake to be able to see within and deep to the bottom. Until that happens, everything is very clouded and muddied. But as the vrittis, the thoughts, or these sensations begin to settle, there then becomes clarity. So this is why a practice like meditation that is training the mind to go inside has many benefits, such as serenity, more energy, calmness, a feeling of peace, a feeling of being able to handle situations better, a feeling also of relaxation. In choosing a practice, it can also be suggested that you get started with one that you feel is right for you. There are many recommendations that you choose one and stay with that particular type until the practice is established. Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi, Shri Gurave Namaha. Peace, peace, peace. And may the Sat Guru, the real teacher, be the teachings and the practice.